What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Cosmic Wonder. I'm Warren, and it looks like Giancarlo Esposito has officially joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What's really interesting is he revealed this himself outside of Marvel Studios. This wasn't a Marvel reveal, this was a Giancarlo Esposito reveal. So he confirmed he is appearing in the MCU sooner than you expect, but of course he has not confirmed who he is going to play. Of course, we have some ideas on who he might be playing, and the big question is, since he did kind of tease us a little bit with it, the question is he lying? I don't personally think he is, because I believe I have a good idea of who he is going to play, but some fans believe he is. Let me explain by going over what happened. During a panel on the Thunder Stage at CCXP, Giancarlo Esposito revealed that he will be appearing in a Marvel project, but not in the role that many fans have laid out for him. According to an article from Collider, who was there at the panel, they state, after being fan cast as Professor X from the earliest whispers of mutants making their way into the MCU, Esposito says he'll play a different role, teasing that it's coming sooner rather than later, and better than you can imagine, is what he said as well. Now, we'll address who I do believe he is going to be playing and when he could show up in the MCU, but first we have to ask the question, is he actually really playing Professor X? And he simply cannot say it, and that's why he says it's not who you think it is. A lot of people really wanted him to play Professor X. He has been fan cast in that role for a pretty long time. And also Magneto, he has been fan cast for that role. There's a lot of fan art of him as Magneto as well. So could he be lying and could he be playing Professor X? The answer is yes. Yes to could he be lying. It's definitely a possibility, but I actually think he's probably telling the truth here and he's not going to be playing Professor X. Now, there's other really important questions that we have to ask, like, is he going to be appearing as a new character who is going to be a part of the main MCU multiverse saga story, or is he going to be appearing as a variant? Because if he is going to be appearing as a variant in the MCU, and he says he's going to be appearing sooner than expected, then that probably means he's going to be in Deadpool and Wolverine. And here's the thing about him appearing in Deadpool and Wolverine, he could literally be playing anybody. Variants do not have to look like other variants from other universes. This is what Loki has told us and what we have experienced already. The three Spider-Men that we saw in Spider-Man No Way Home, Toby, Andrew, and Tom, they of course don't look like each other. And to make things even more deep, Toby Maguire's Spider-Man from his universe can produce his own spiderwebs, whereas Tom and Andrew's cannot. So we know that there are big differences sometimes in variants, not just with appearance, but with also abilities. So if he's appearing in Deadpool and Wolverine, he could literally be playing anybody. He could be playing a variant of Tony Stark. He could literally be some type of Deadpool variant, and he could even be a variant of a female character. Plus, not to mention, it has just been revealed to us that Deadpool and Wolverine is undergoing reshoots right now, but these reshoots, according to insider Daniel RPK, aren't to really change any of the story, but are to simply add more cameos to the movie. So him saying that he is going to appear sooner rather than later does kind of make us think that he could be playing a variant in Deadpool and Wolverine. However, I believe that he could be appearing in the Fantastic Four in the form of Galactus. I certainly think that he does have the demeanor and the voice and the face if they really do want to go all out and use him entirely for Galactus, which, why not put his face in the helmet? And I would actually really love to see a full body Galactus here, at least, please, just his head. If anything, just don't give us a giant cloud. But here's the thing about him being cast for the role of Galactus. This makes a lot of sense because we just got the full official cast for our Fantastic Four team. Plus, yesterday it was announced that Paul Walter Hauser has been cast for a role in the Fantastic Four film. So they are right now actively casting the other main roles for the Fantastic Four film. It's believed Paul Walter Hauser is either going to be playing Mole Man, who is rumored to appear early on in the Fantastic Four film, or Herbie. So who is left? Well, they've already cast their Silver Surfer. Julia Gardner is playing the Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four reboot. So really the only person left now is Galactus, which is why I do believe that this could be the role that he was cast for. Now there is one other character that he could be playing still in the Fantastic Four film, if not Galactus. And no, I don't think he's playing Mole Man. But he could be playing Doctor Doom. We have heard from several different insiders at this point that Dr. Doom is going to be making at least a quick cameo in the Fantastic Four film, which totally makes sense. He is a classic, not only Fantastic Four villain, but Marvel villain in general, quite possibly the best, biggest Marvel villain there's ever been. Now, he has been fan cast a little bit as Dr. Doom. You can certainly find fan art of him as Dr. Doom, but again, most of the fan casting was for Professor X, who Giancarlo has publicly stated that he does want to play in the MCU. Which again is another reason I think that he could simply be leading us on here and it could actually be playing Professor X. But at the heart of it all, he is a big Marvel fan. He's a big sci-fi fan. And I think he really would take any pretty big role in the MCU that Kevin Feige might offer him, as long as it was a big enough role and not really a one and done type of deal. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure he would love that if there were no other options, but he is a very talented actor, and I do believe Kevin Feige would want him in the MCU in some way, shape, or form, more than just a quick little cameo, which is why I think him playing Dr. Doom would make a lot of sense, because we would see him sooner rather than later. The Fantastic Four really isn't that far away. It's a little over a year away. In the grand scheme of things, that is sooner rather than later, rather than waiting till 2027, 2028 for Secret Wars. And we know that Dr. Doom is going to go on to play a huge role eventually in the MCU. He could go on to play a big role in Avengers Secret Wars, but we do know that eventually Doom will have a really big role to play after Secret Wars in Phase 7, Phase 8, Phase 9, etc. So I think this would be really cool for him to play Doom, to do a really quick cameo in the Fantastic Four film and possibly get dragged into the events of Secret Wars, because from what we know, the Fantastic Four film is going to take place in another universe, not our main MCU 616 universe. So it would be incredibly cool if he got dragged into whatever other universe the Fantastic Four get dragged into, whether that be our main universe or a different one, and then he ends up in the events of Secret Wars. After all, Doom is one of the main characters in both Secret War stories. It totally makes sense for them to have Dr. Doom in the MCU's Secret Wars, at least in some capacity. It doesn't have to be such a huge role like he is in the comics, but a tiny role just to have him there. And also, not to mention, in Deadpool and Wolverine, the first teaser trailer that we got at the very end there, we did see that Secret Wars comic next to Deadpool that had Dr. Doom on the front of it. So it does make sense that Doom would appear in the Multiverse Saga at some point in time. So could it be Giancarlo Esposito? Could he have been cast as Doom? Or could it have been Galactus? Do you have a preference, or do you have your own idea of who he could have been cast as? Personally, I think Galactus would be really great. I think Dr. Doom would also be really great, and I still kind of think he would make a pretty good Magneto. My only thing with the X-Men is, do they want to go much younger than they really have before, or do they want them to be older characters? Either way, I don't think we can go wrong with Giancarlo Esposito in the MCU. He's an incredibly talented actor, and I can't wait to find out who he is officially playing. But let us know who you think he's playing in the comments down below. Please don't forget to like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can stay up to date on all the MCU news. And if you subscribe and leave a comment, you're entered in our giveaway for a chance to win an Xbox Series X or a PS5. We pick one winner at the end of each month. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And as always, thank you all so much for watching. Woof woof.